Well, I hope you enjoyed the drama about the wise and foolish builders. We had a lot of fun making that one. I would like to now compare the foolish builder with the wise builder. The last foolish builder, you know, the one who drowned when the floods came. What can we say about him? Yes, he may have built on sand, but do you realise that often, particularly in the land where Jesus was, when he told this story, there was rock underneath sand. It wasn't always just rocks sticking up in the sky, but the thing is, you'd have to dig. You'd have to put in some effort to find the rock. And I think the problem with the foolish man was he couldn't be bothered. He really wanted comfort. He wanted a comfortable life. He wanted to get out of life what he could get out of life. So he said, I just want to get a house built really quick so I can sit back in my armchair and be comfortable. I don't want to be bothered about digging. I just want to get on with it. I'm impatient. I'm in a hurry. What I'm living for myself. That's what he was doing. He's saying, look, I just need a house and I need it quick because I want a roof over my head. I want to sit back, enjoy life. I don't want to be digging. Whereas you see, I think the wise builder thought, right, if we're going to do this, we're going to have to do it properly. I'm going to have to dig. And I think that's a little lesson for us that if we are Christians and we are wanting to follow Jesus, we've got to be prepared to do a bit of digging. And I think what that means is be prepared to take your faith seriously. You know, be prepared to, the word is turn from things that you know are wrong. You know, dig them up, get rid of them. Get down to the rock. The rock is really the teachings of Jesus. And I think the big difference here was that the foolish man didn't take the instructions seriously. You can imagine if an older person were to come past the foolish man and say to him, hey, you're building near a river. You know, the river, it could flood. When the rains come, the river could flood. Hey, you should listen to me. You should dig down and find some rock. You know, build it properly. And of course, the foolish man probably said, oh, my ideas are best. I'm not listening to you. I'm not going to listen to the instructions of an older person. Whereas I think the wise person who built the house on the rock, they would have listened to an advisor. They would have welcomed the advice of an advisor. Whereas the other one didn't. And today, if you want to build a house, you have to have experts come and help you. I remember when me and Karina, we got a part of our house built in another town, when we lived in another town. We had to get someone called an architect. We had to get someone called an engineer to come and give advice. And we had to listen to what they said. And the builders had to listen. And I think the wise man would have done that. And I want to challenge us, because we need to be listening to the instructions that God has given us. And where are those instructions to be found? In the Bible. If we're to build properly, we need to be listening to what is in the Bible, the teaching of Jesus, the whole teaching. It's not good enough to say, oh, I believe in Jesus, but I'm not going to worry about any instructions. I'm not going to read anything. I'm not going to read the Bible. Because how will you know if you're building correctly if you don't consult the instructions on how to build? Some people like to pick and choose just bits of the Bible. You know, they like to read about the love of God or read about the forgiveness of God. But they don't like to read about being holy or turning from sin or loving one another. You know, there's lots of things that Jesus said which need to be really listened to and obeyed if we're going to build properly. This story, which is so well known about the wise and the foolish builders, and which we are going to sing about at the end of the service, actually contains quite a serious warning to people. Because if you think about the wise and the foolish builders for a moment, they looked almost identical. Now, I don't mean in the drama, because obviously in the drama, Ray, who played the foolish builder, has a beard, and Anne, who plays the wise builder, does not. I don't mean that. But what I mean is, in the story that Jesus told, they were very, very similar. You see, they both desired the same thing. They both wanted to build a house for their family and to live and enjoy that house. So they had very similar desires and interests. Secondly, they both wanted to build in the same place, almost the same place. Because you see, people think that in the story, it seems quite obvious that they both built near a river, in the same locality or the same place. Because you see, when the rains would come, the river could flood. And that is where the flood suddenly would have come from, a river overflowing because of lots of rain. So they had the same desires, the same kind of idea for a project. They wanted to live in the same place. And also, they had the same kind of house as well. I mean, if you were to look at the two houses, what you could see with your eyes, they both looked identical. They probably had the same kind of plans in terms of the actual house, what it looked like. And if you looked at them just passing by, you wouldn't know any difference between the builders or the houses. And that's the serious warning. It's very possible, see, this message that Jesus told is really about Christians. It's about people who say they believe in Jesus Christ. And you can get two people, perhaps, in a church, and they look very similar. They might both say they want Jesus. They might both be going to the same church. They might, on the surface, look very, very similar. You know, they carry their Bible into church. They sing the same songs. But there's a difference, you see. Because the one house had real foundations. The other house didn't. And people can be like that. You see, the foundations don't seem very important, do they? You can't see them. They seem insignificant. You know, they're buried underground. You can't see them. They're not important, are they? Well, actually, they are. They're the most vital and most important part of the house. And you can have a Christian who goes to church and is really, the real reason they're going is because they want to have a comfortable life. They want to enjoy the blessings that God gives them. They want to, you know, do things for themselves, but they don't really want to listen to what Jesus is teaching and actually do it in their lives. So a person who goes to church and just wants to enjoy kind of things for themselves, just enjoy the blessings, but don't want God himself and don't want to live really as God wants them to live, that's more like the person building on the sand. Whereas the person who goes to church and wants God, wants to become more like Jesus, wants to live a holy life, wants to turn from their sin, wants to love God, wants to know God, and they're not just in it to get the blessings from God. Those people are more like the wise builder who built the house upon the rock. So really, this story is talking about the danger of being deceived, of only seeking and desiring the benefits of salvation and thinking that you're okay without really wanting God and wanting to live as God wants to live and as teaching in his word. I had some experience of houses being built with poor foundations when I lived out in Italy. I had a friend and he had decided to build his house on the side of a volcano. And he had a huge house. And I said to him, how did you afford all of this? And he said, well, the land here on the volcano is really, really cheap. But I do know that there are people who live on that volcano. And because the ground is volcanic, the foundations are very, very poor. And sometimes the houses collapse and sometimes the lava comes down the mountain and completely surrounds the house like you see in that picture there. The most important part of a house is the foundation. It might seem to be insignificant because you can't see it. You know, it's buried underground. But it's actually the most vital part, and the strength of it is revealed when a crisis comes. You know, like in the drama story, when the flood came, when the winds came, when the rains came, because the house of the wise man had a foundation, it could stay standing. And this story that Jesus told is really telling us that there are only two ways to live. Only two ways. One way will lead to the kingdom of God, and the other way will lead to destruction and ruin. And then you ask the question, well, how? How do we lead that life that leads to the kingdom of God? It's by doing what Jesus says. That every human being is a builder. That everyone is building throughout their life. Every minute they're awake, they're building. They're either building their lives on Jesus, on his teaching, and on the things of God, or they are building on some other foundation. So as we go away, let's consider this. Am I a wise builder building on the rock? Am I really going after God with all my heart and seeking him? Or am I more of a foolish builder who just wants to get blessings out of God and treat God a bit like a blessing machine? And it's really important that we do base our lives on the teachings of Jesus, because trials will come in our life. Trials and storms and floods and things like that will come in our lives. And if we build on Jesus Christ, then we will outlast the storm. Just like the person in the drama who had a cup of tea at the end on the rock.
Let's pray. Lord, help us be those who listen to what you say and put it into practice, because you want us to be wholehearted for you. Help us be those who truly follow you and build our lives upon the rock. In Jesus' name, amen. And now at the end, Tony is going to do a craft activity, then we will have a sing-song together, and there will also be a slide displaying how you can give to the London City Mission if you would like to. God bless you.